This is WKAR. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. The coronavirus pandemic has tanked national and state economies, and that affects everybody. To talk about what steps you can take to keep yourself and your family financially healthy during this time, we have Denise Kaiser from Balance, formerly the Center for Financial Health in Lansing, here to talk with us today.
Good morning.
Okay, so as mentioned, you are from the Center for Financial Health. So let's just start by quickly defining what is financial health.
Good financial health means that we're able to handle a storm, weather a storm. And that means we have a financial cushion. So starting with a financial cushion in the form of emergency savings is probably the most important thing for today's times.
So obviously, we have an idea about who's affected by the economic shutdown in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Right off the top of my head, I think of servers and retail workers. Are there any other groups that we haven't really heard of that are feeling the squeeze?
Well, you know, the good thing is that there's a lot of people that are still working. The unfortunate thing is that there's so many different industries that are currently affected or will be affected in the future. I think it's going to affect most of the industries that we have in the country today. So even if we're still working, you know, in earning an income, bringing in a paycheck, there's still some things that those of us who are collecting a paycheck can do as well.
So what are some of those things that people can do right now to bolster their financial security and health during this time where maybe incomes are reduced or they don't have an income?
Yes, absolutely. If you don't have an income, it's the most important thing you can do is prepare a crisis budget so that you can look at your needs and what your immediate needs are. Typically include four things. Housing, so shelter, you want to make sure whether or not you're renting or owning that you're going to be able to continue living in that home, taking care of your family. And food is the second thing. We need to be able to feed ourselves and stay healthy in that way. If we're prescribed any kind of medications, that's absolutely a necessity. And then, of course, utilities. Everything else we can figure out a plan for in the future, but let's make sure we have a place to live, make sure we can feed our families and get the medications that we need to stay healthy.
So somebody who hasn't really ever budgeted before, what do they want to do to kind of get their budget off the ground?
The simple thing to do is just to pull out a sheet of paper and make two columns. In one column, you're going to put all the income and benefits that you have coming into your household. That means you're including any paycheck that you're receiving, the net amount of it, any benefits, food assistance, unemployment payments, whatever it is that you're receiving in benefits, add that into the resource or income column. The other column, you're going to list all of your expenses. And this might take a little bit of work if it's the first time you're sitting down to do this. So you want to pull out your checkbook, look at your bank statements. If you don't use a checkbook, I know many people don't use a checkbook these days. So pull out your bank statements and look at all of the things you've been spending money on. You might be a little surprised. Don't forget to pull out your credit card statements as well. And then you can start to get better as you look into those statements and start tracking. Then you start reconsidering, well, do I really need to go to the grocery store this week? Perhaps there's something in the freezer or the refrigerator or the pantry that we could use to get by until the next month starts.
This is WKAR. We're speaking with Denise Kaiser from Balance about staying afloat financially during this pandemic. So speaking of credit cards and loans and things like that, I've heard that there's something called a hardship deferral, where like if you have a mortgage or a student loan that you can't pay at the moment, you can basically ask to press pause on those payments. What is really a hardship deferral and how do people apply for that?
So a hardship is any time that you're experiencing either a loss in income or an increase in expenses for something that was out of your control. Part of the stimulus package that has been passed by Congress and approved by the president encourages and sometimes mandates each of those lenders to do certain things. So if we start with student loans, this is something that is a positive for folks that have federally insured student loans. You can have a 6-month deferral period, which means that you're not required to make payments. Also, interest is not accruing and you're not going to be penalized for late fees. Now we can talk about mortgages. So if you're a homeowner and you have a mortgage, you want to make sure that you do everything you can to make the housing payment, the first payment of the month that you make. But let's say you just don't have enough money to make your mortgage payment. In that case, you want to call your lender as soon as you know you're going to have trouble paying the payment, because the lender will offer alternative options. So they may offer what's called a forbearance, which is similar to a deferment on a student loan. A forbearance means that they'll allow you to go a period of time without making mortgage payments. They may offer a repayment plan, which could result in sometimes a lowering of monthly payment or allowing you to catch up if you're behind. The federally insured mortgages, like the FHA mortgage, will offer most definitely those types of repayment options. But again, you need to check with your lender and make sure that you communicate with them regularly about that.
Denise Kaiser from Balance, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.